The old Italians dying. For years, the old Italians have been dying all over America. For years, the old Italians in faded felt hats have been sunning themselves and dying. You have seen them on the benches in the park in Washington Square, the old Italians in their black high-buttoned shoes, the old men in their old black felt fedoras with stained hatbands have been dying and dying, day by day. You have seen them every day in Washington Square, San Francisco. The slow bell tolls in the morning in the Church of Peter and Paul, in the Marzipan Church on the plaza. Toward 10 in the morning, the slow bell tolls in the towers of Peter and Paul, and the old men who are still alive sit sunning themselves in a row on the wood benches in the park and watch the procession in and out, funerals in the morning, weddings in the afternoon, slow bell in the morning, fast bell at noon. In one door, out the other, the old men sit there in their hats and watch the coming and going. You have seen them, the ones who feed the pigeons, cutting the stale bread with their thumbs and penknives, the ones with the old pocket watches, the old ones with gnarled hands and wild eyebrows, the ones with the baggy pants with both belt and suspenders, the grappa drinkers with teeth like corn, the Piemontesi, the Genovesi, the Siciliani, smelling of garlic and pepperoni, the ones who loved Mussolini, the old fascists, the ones who loved Garibaldi, the old anarchists reading L'Umanità Nova, the ones who loved Sacco and Vanzetti. They are almost all gone now. They are sitting and waiting their turn and sunning themselves in front of the church, over the doors of which is inscribed a phrase which would seem to be unfinished from Dante's Paradiso about the glory of the one who moves everything. The old men are waiting for it to be finished, for their glorious sentence on earth to be finished. The slow bell tolls and tolls, the pigeons strut about, and not even thinking of flying, the air too heavy with heavy tolling, the black hired hearses draw up, the black limousines with black window shades, shielding the widows with the black long veils, who will outlive them all. You have seen them, madre de terra, madre di mare. The widows climb out of the limousines. The family mourners step out in stiff suits. The widows walk so slowly up the steps of the cathedral, fishnet veils drawn down, leaning hard on dark cloth arms. Their faces do not fall apart. They are merely drawn apart. They are still the matriarchs, outliving everyone. In Little Italy's all over America, the old dead dagos hauled out in the morning sun that does not mourn for anyone. One by one, year by year, they are carried out. The bell never stops tolling. The old Italians with lapstrake faces are hauled out of the hearses by the paid pallbearer in mafioso morning coats and dark gloves. The old dead men are hauled out in their black coffins like small skiffs. They enter the true church for the first time in many years in these carved black boats. The priests scurry about as if to cast off the lines. The other old men, still alive on the benches, watch it all with their hats on. You have seen them sitting there, waiting for the bocce ball to stop rolling, waiting for the bell, for the slow bell, to be finished tolling, telling the unfinished Paradiso story as seen in an unfinished phrase on the face of a church, in a black boat without sails, making his final haul.